Hi there, and welcome in. Murray State Basketball Podcast, Saturday, February 25th, on the eve of Senior Day at Murray State, as the Racers will honor DJ Burns and Rod Thomas before they wrap up the regular season with Valparaiso. Pretty amazing that here we are, ready for game 30 and ready to head into a conference tournament when it feels like literally a week ago we were opening things up there on the road at St. Louis. Time certainly does fly. We will get into news and notes as we head into this final Sunday of the regular season. I guess I just wanted to catch everybody up briefly since so many of you have been kind enough to reach out and check in, and I didn't want it to be one of those vague attention-grabbing Facebook posts as much as anything earlier this week when I said we had a family emergency and I was going to have to be out of pocket for a few days. But I've tried to give you guys content, you know, leading up to every game, coming out of every game, and certainly coming out of the Missouri State game. That was just going to be impossible there on Tuesday. And I've probably been overly transparent in times about my family. You guys have been so many of you have been wonderfully supportive about, you know, went through my relationship with my grandfather and sort of was able to publicly give him some flowers over the years. But just to briefly catch you up, Tuesday, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so we kind of just, I guess, thankfully, the new era of my life, which has a lot more flexibility now, we were able to just kind of drop and head north up to Ohio to go be with her for a couple of days. The good news is they caught it extremely early. And so it appears that certainly on the sliding scale of how challenging this could have been and could be, it feels like we may have gotten, relatively speaking, off easy-ish. I certainly don't want to downplay anything she's going to be going through here in the short term, near term, all the terms. But like I said, very, very happy that said she's a diligent mammogrammer, and they were able to catch everything early. So fingers crossed that we can get this behind all of us very soon. But again, just want to thank everybody for all their support and all their thoughts that they've thrown our way. All the positive vibes were greatly appreciated, and it's been certainly quite a challenging week. But hopefully we will have some very good news in the very near future that we can put all this behind us. So, all right, on to basketball. Probably not much needs to really be said about Tuesday night's loss at Missouri State. As I said, kind of going into the game, I would have been stunned if they came out of there with a win. And ultimately, it was just same old, same old, you know, in terms of, you know, just giving up these long, long runs on the road. Seen them at home too, but just give up, just can't stop the run. And so, you know, you get into a situation, you fall down early. Steve's got to call an early timeout. You climb your way back into the game, and the next thing you know, bam, 12-0 or 14-1 or whatever that run ended up being. It's just very quickly out of hand. And DJ Burns, you know, missed the second half, took an elbow to the eye right at the end of the first half. And apparently, that all swelled up, and, you know, he was unavailable to go. And that certainly, you know, for a team that is just as tenacious on the glass as Missouri State was, that was a really important piece to lose there for the night. Certainly not the reason they got beat, but it was just certainly one more ingredient to just another road disappointment for the Racers. So, good. I've been out of pocket all week. I don't have any idea what his availability will be tomorrow. I assume he will go come hell or high water against Valpo in the regular season finale. A lot on the line tomorrow, certainly when it comes to seeding. Murray could end up as high as a 6, could end up as low as an 8. And again, I think the 6 is the magic number, which they all but could have clinched, you know, if they could have won at Missouri State. But, you know, again, the 6, you know, and you don't want to make it sound like you're ducking people. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Murray has been the team for decades, you know, that's like mostly year in and year out, when other teams are looking at brackets, it's like, yeah, I'd like to be on the other side of them. I will wait as long as I have to wait to play them. I'll let somebody else take care of it, and we just hope they get knocked off. And if Murray is a six, that, as we talked about earlier in the week, you know, that's the easiest path for them to the semifinals, where they can dodge Drake and dodge Bradley, because those two teams are just playing at the highest level right now. And I don't really think anybody's that interested, you know, in playing them. I think when the dust settles, I think that when we get to the Final Four, I would be surprised. I don't even know what the right number is, you know. This is going to be a wild tournament. And, you know, I feel like when you get the opening round and it's 5 versus 12 and 6 versus 11 and 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9, that I feel like you're going to get, I would not be surprised if the 9 through 12s that we got two of those teams to get through to the quarterfinals. And then I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, two of the top four seeds don't make it to the semis. I would be very surprised if this tournament, after this entire season that has had so much parity throughout it, is suddenly going to go turn chalk when we get to March. I will be shocked by that. So with all that said, you know, if you're Murray, I think you just get the highest seed you can and make your path as easy as possible so you can avoid the big dogs as long as you can. And maybe if you get lucky, they're not there. And maybe, you know, they can somehow, you know, get on some magical run here. But for now, it's just beat Valpo. You certainly don't want to lose two straight going into the regular, or going into Arch Madness. You want to give yourself your best shot. And so to win the six, if my math is right, this is where we are. To earn the sixth seed, Murray has to beat Valpo, Missouri State, that needs to lose at Indiana State, and Bradley has to beat Drake. Bradley and Drake are playing winner-take-all for the regular season championship in Peoria. Racers beat Bradley earlier this year. Missouri State got swept, and that's where the tiebreaker would be. So there's a lot that's got to happen, but it's possible, certainly. Murray win, Missouri State lose at Indiana State, and Bradley would have to beat Drake. To be the 7 seed, Racers just need to win. If they win and either of those Missouri State and Bradley scenarios don't fall the right way, they are the 7 if they win. They can still be the 7 if they lose. If they lose and Northern Iowa loses at home to Belmont, the Racers would be the 7. Murray would fall all the way to the 8 if they lose to Valpo and then Northern Iowa beats Belmont. So, again, a lot of if this, then that's, but a lot of scenarios that, again, in a year of parity, you can make arguments for all of them and go, yep, I can totally see that happening. So, Murray can win. They can be the 6 or the 7. If they lose, they can be the 7 or the 8. That's basically, you know, that's as close to cut and dry as you can get without getting into all the scenarios that fall behind them there. So the thing that gives me pause, again, is they go into playing a Valparaiso team tomorrow. And I guess this, you know, what sort of struck me coming out of the, Missouri State game was it has just felt like this last month has been a challenge, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. We knew looking at the schedule that, as we talked about, that 8-game gauntlet, 4 weeks of just you're playing those teams in the top tier. There was no real night off, if you will. I don't know that there's been a night off against anybody this year, except maybe one game against Evansville. But when you go back and look at the breakdowns between when Murray has played a conference team the first time as opposed to when they have played them the second time, a lot of the numbers hold pretty consistent. Field goal percentage is the same. Coincidentally, Murray, who has gone, so they went, the Racers went 7-4 this year when they played conference games against teams for the first time. First time they saw them, 7-4. The second time they've seen teams this year, they've gone 3-5. So what has been the change? And again, field goal percentage is the same. For the Racers, the first time around, three-point percentage was 31%. Second time around, they shot 40%. Thought that would have been a good deal. That ultimately did not have that much of a difference. Ultimately, this has come down to defense. And whether that is a defensive failure on the Racers' part, whether things have gotten away, whether it has been okay from an opponent standpoint, we have seen them. We know what they've got. We've been able to adjust. It has been a significant difference the second time around. Field goal percentage. First time around, Racers gave up 43% from the floor. Now, second time around, 51.3% from the floor. Three-point shooting, 31% first time around. Second time around, 43.9%. I mean, you cannot win games letting teams shoot 44% from three. I thought a big number was, you know, another number that really jumped was assist to turnover ratio. First time around, assist to turnover ratio was at 1.2 for their opponents. So 1.2 assists per turnover. Now, second time around, it's up to 1.62 actually. So, you know, things are working better for these offenses, and they are not turning the ball over. Much fewer turnovers. And then, you know, just simply just looking at scoring. And, you know, the Racers, first time around, gave up 69.5 points a game. Second time around, they're now giving up 80.1. So the Racers' scoring has gone down about 4 points a game, but they are giving up close to 11 more points a game. You know, as we talked about more than once this year, you can't go on the road and give up 80 and expect to win. Well, you can't give up 80, period, and expect to win. And at this point, they're averaging that in this second go-round. Valpo is sneaky pretty good. Good enough to cause problems for folks. You know, in their building, they took Drake to double overtime. They just like pretty much everybody in that lower group of four, which it feels like it's been easy to write off this year, but it is a sneaky group that on any given night can rise up and really cause some problems for some folks. And so for the Racers, for everything they have on the line from a seeding standpoint, this just becomes, you got to put this thing away early, somehow, some way. You don't need to let, you know, Cricky and King and these guys just hang around. I mean, Ben Cricky feels like every time you look up, he's scoring 30 on somebody else. And that is just not something that the Racers need to be able to start dipping their toe into. It's just letting another guy go off in their gym, as we've seen, you know, Shepherd and DeVries do that already this year. Do not need this. Get this win. You win 3 of 4 going into Arch Madness. You've got as much momentum as you've had in 6-8 weeks. And can feel better about everything. Just going. And the other part too, you know, I guess maybe from a standpoint of how much does this really matter? I think it matters. If Murray State can beat Valparaiso, it guarantees a winning season for the Racers. Guarantees a winning season. I say that, and then, you know, they can go 0-1 up, you know, they win, they get 16-14, you go lose the first round of the Valley tournament, and if somehow they got to the CBI or CIT or whatever one of those tournaments that's still around, I don't even know, I guess technically get to 16-16. But forget that. There's a losing season is no longer in play. And I think I don't know that we fight for moral victories around here, and in fact, I know we don't, but get a win. You go 11-9 in conference in your first year in all the crap that's been dealt with all season long. All the you know, the deck that was dealt at the beginning that you knew was just going to be just such a challenge. And to then be able to come out of it, go 11-9 in conference, even the nonsense naysayers beating their chest about stuff for no good reason, to come out of the year with a winning record, I think would be a massive step forward. To be like, okay, we've got our bearings, now let's go. And now let's go see what we can do. And that's why I think, you know, as much as seeding is important and so on, I think just get out of there with a winning record. And I think 11-9, as Kenny Roth said a couple weeks ago, you know, you may not like it, but it's like, yeah, coaching staff deserves having a parade thrown for that. So we will find out tomorrow afternoon. Again, Rod Thomas, DJ Burns will be honored. I hope there's a nice crowd on a Sunday afternoon to go out there and give those guys their flowers, because certainly in their own way, they've both had massive contributions to that program. Rod, you know, the last 4 years, DJ just two. Could still get a third. We don't know. We don't know what his situation is, and we won't know until after the season how that's all going to play out. But they will honor him tomorrow before the game. So we will have a ride home for you. Maybe Monday morning. We'll try to have it for you tomorrow, time permitting. Still got a lot going on over here, so we'll get that to you as soon as we can. So tomorrow, you know, from a conference standpoint, again, we talked about the seeding with the Racers, the winner-take-all game. There's a lot on the line tomorrow. There's a lot on the line. I mean, you've got, again, Drake and Bradley, winner-take-all in Peoria for the regular season championship, Southern Illinois, Belmont, and Indiana State. They are playing footsie for the final two opening round byes. SIU is at UIC. Belmont is on the road at Northern Iowa. And then Indiana State is home for Missouri State. So certainly SIU would be, feels like of those three games, they seem to be, hate to use the word lock, because Lord knows this year has been ridiculous, but they have the best chance to get to 14-6 and get maybe that three seed. We'll see how all the tiebreakers shake out once those teams finish up tomorrow. And then we get ready for Thursday in St. Louis with Arch Madness. So that will be very much looking forward to that. Before we go, want to give a quick shout out to a former Murray State assistant coach, who Amir Abdul-Rahim, who was on that staff. You know, he was with Billy Kennedy, with Steve Prohm, you know, in that 08, 09, 010, 11 run, finally got that thing turned around, and you know, part of the staff that beat Vanderbilt. He's now the head coach at Kennesaw State in his fourth season, and he has done just a tremendous, I mean, you talk about program building. 2019-20, his first year, they went 1-28. 1-28 his first year. 5-19 and 21 in that COVID year, 13-18 last year, and now this year, 23-8. Got a win last night to clinch a share of the Atlantic Sun regular season championship. From 1-5-13-23 and counting. A tremendous job from Amir, and couldn't be happier for him over there at Kennesaw, and hopefully he'll be able to get the Owls into the NCAA tournament. All right, that does it for the Murray State basketball podcast. Apologies again for a little bit of delay in the content this week, but I know you all understand, and again, I appreciate all of your thoughts this week. They've been greatly appreciated. We'll see if the Racers tomorrow, 3 o'clock, it'll be the Racers and Valpo, ESPN Plus. Yes, ESPN Plus. If you're not able to get out there, it's a Be Bold, Wear Gold Day and Senior Day. Lots going on there. Final regular season game of the year before everybody heads to St. Louis. So we'll be back as soon as we can with the Ride Home podcast after the Racers and Beacons hook it up. Thanks for listening. As always, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we will talk to you soon.